Chicago Motor Club presents The Wayside Theater. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The Chicago Motor Club's Wayside Theater welcomes you to another half hour of dramatic entertainment. Each Sunday evening at this same hour, enthusiastic playgoers gather around their radios to enjoy comedy or drama, mystery or romance. Tonight's play, Love Goes to Night School, was written by Addison Simmons and presents a theme of worldwide interest, whether you live in Paris, France, or Paris, Illinois. And while we're on geography, you might like to know that the Chicago Motor Club gives its members a worldwide service. That's what those three important initials on your membership card stand for. AAA, American Automobile Association. And the Chicago Motor Club is the club and the only club in this territory affiliated with the American Automobile Association. But this is only one reason why every motorist should read the club's absorbing free booklet, Spend Less to Own and Drive Your Car. Just send your name and address to the Chicago Motor Club, Chicago, or its nearest branch office, or call Franklin 1818. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we give you the first act of Love Goes to Night School.
Good evening, Bill. I'm glad to see you. Come in, come in.
Good evening, Mr. Pierce. Louise ready?
No, Bill. No, she isn't here.
Isn't here? Why, I had a date with her. It's Saturday, isn't it? She said she'd be ready at 8.
Yes, well, I'm sorry, Bill. Sit down.
I'm disgusted.
Having your difficulties with her lately?
Difficulties? Listen, Mr. Pierce, she gets stubborner every day.
What is it, this night school business?
Yeah. I might as well be engaged to the Board of Education.
Mm.
I work daytime, she works at night, and if I want to see her, I have to go down to the slums, hang around till class is out. Then I have to rescue her from those hobos of hers, and Saturday comes and she stands me up.
Yeah, well, but Bill...
Sick and tired of it. We got engaged because we expected to be married. Now she hangs on to her career.
Mm. Well, why don't you have a little talk with her about it?
Mr. Pierce, I've talked my hands off. I've even drawn diagrams to prove my case. She won't listen to reason.
I know, Bill. Her mother was sort of the same way. But I usually got around her somehow.
Yeah, well, how do you suggest I get around Louise on this problem?
Let's see. You might sort of sweep her off her feet.
Well, how do you mean?
Well, just insist on her getting married right away. Say, tomorrow, or tonight, or at once. Just take her breath away.
Well, I could try it if I ever get to see her.
Hello, Dad. Is your darling daughter?
Yeah, here she is. Now's your chance. Now, I'm going to beat it in just a few minutes.
Yeah, okay, Mr. Pierce. Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Hello, people.
Hello.
Hi, Bill, old thing.
Hello. You're late.
Oh, now, pull in the long nose, dear. I couldn't help it. I was busy. Forgive and forget and kiss a girl, will you?
Yeah. All right, you she-devil. I'll kiss you, forgive you, forget you. There.
That was nice, Bill, but if you forget me, I'll tear your eyes out.
Well, say, if you folks don't mind, I'm going to run along now. I got some work to do. Good night, you lovebird.
Night, Dad.
Good night, Mr. Pierce.
Well, Bill, I really am sorry to be late. I had to appear before the school board with a report.
Oh, gosh, Louise, can't they even give you your night off?
What do you mean, night off? If one of my pupils said that, I'd stand him in the corner.
Yes, well, I'm not one of your pupils. Now, look, Louise, we were going to the theater. You were to be ready by 8 o'clock, and it's after 8 now.
Oh, who cares about the old theater?
Well, I do.
Oh, very well. You sit tight, and I'll get dressed in a hurry, and we'll dash out. We won't miss much.
No, just the first act. Louise, I don't want you to go and get dressed. I want to talk to you.
Well, which is it, Bill? Do we go or don't we?
We don't.
Very well. Let's sit down, then. Now, what's all this big talk about?
It's about you and me.
It's nice.
Now, look here, Louise. We're engaged to be married, aren't we?
Oh, I hope so, Bill. If we aren't, you gave me this ring under false pretenses.
All right, quit the kidding. Louise, I want you to marry me right away, tomorrow morning.
Bill, why, you're joking.
I am not.
Well, it's out of the question. I've got a whole school year ahead of
me. Well, quit the school. Is that night school more important than I am?
I wish you wouldn't put it that way, Bill.
Now, listen here, Louise. I'm telling you, I want you to quit that job now.
I won't do it, Bill, and you aren't telling me to do anything.
Oh, so you are more interested in your cheesy night school than you are in me.
All right, if you want to fight, then I am.
I thought so.
Yes, and what's more, I'll keep right on with my cheesy night school as long as I please. And it isn't a cheesy night school.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is. You've got a lot of grown-up bums that think they're getting an education after working hours. Foy.
You can't say that, Bill.
Yes, I can. Foy. Foy, foy, foy.
Bill Warner, you've said enough. Here, take your ring. I don't want it. You and I are through.
Through? Louise, do you mean that?
Yes.
Well, what do you know about that? Busted up by a night school. Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. Turnabout's fair play. I'll do a little busting up myself. I'll bust up that night school.
You sound just a little bit crazy, and I'm not listening to you.
Well, you'll get a good chance to. I'll be in that sweet-smelling class of yours on Monday night, and you can just get ready for a riot. That's what you can do.
Oh, is that so? Well, now that we're talking nonsense, good night, my hot air friend. I don't want to talk with you anymore.
Hot air, huh? You'll see. I'll be there in person, in the flesh.
Hot air, Bill, hot air.
You'll see if it's hot air. I've got enough drag around this town to get placed in that class of yours, and I'll be there Monday night with bells on. So get the lessons ready, teacher. You're gonna need them.
Bill, if you're going to be nasty, I'll say goodnight. You see that opening in the wall? It's the door. Why don't you use it?
All right, I will. Good night, teacher.
Good night, Bill, darling.
Good night.
Why, you...
Goes to Night School comes to a close. Attention motorists. Do you know that a membership in the Chicago Motor Club includes a personal accident policy at no extra cost? It's a fact. That policy provides a benefit of $1,000 the first year. With each year's membership renewal, it increases in value until in its sixth year, it's worth $1,500. It also provides for payment if the member is struck by a car while walking or killed while in an automobile driven by another. Just think what it means for members to have the security, peace of mind, and protection assured by that generous personal accident policy without extra cost. $1,000 or $1,500 can come in mighty handy when unexpected tragedy leaves us in desperate need of every dollar we can possibly scrape together. Surely you'll be interested in learning more about the Chicago Motor Club's 26 remarkable benefits to 75,000 member families and why those fortunate folks actually spend less to own and drive their cars. Well, here's your opportunity to find out all about those interesting facts. Just write or phone the club and request your free booklet. That's all you have to do. And just to make certain that nothing delays you in taking quick advantage of the club's free offer, we're going to present a sure and convenient way for you to ask for that free booklet this very evening. Between the second and third acts of tonight's play, we're going to substitute a musical intermission in place of our regular announcement. Just music, not a word about the club services. You'll have plenty of time to pick up the phone and call Franklin 1818. Or to write down your name and address and have it all ready to mail to the Chicago Motor Club, Chicago, or its nearest branch office. Second act of Love Goes to Night School.
Oh,
Mr. O'Reilly, will you come here, please?
Yes, Miss Pierce, I'm coming. You want me, ma'am?
Yes, sir. Would you do a favor for me, Tug?
Say, ma'am, I do murder for you.
Well, it isn't murder I want, Tug.
Well, I know it ain't. But just the same, I do it.
Well, that's very nice of you. But this job is a little less than murder.
Just name it, ma'am.
Tug, there's a man coming here tonight, and I'm afraid he's going to make trouble in the class.
Oh, yeah? Well, just let him try.
Well, if he does come, and if he does make trouble, I want you to put him out. You're so big and strong.
Oh, ma'am, I...
But I don't want you to hurt him, mind. Just put him out.
Anything you say, ma'am.
Thanks, Tug. Now, listen, I don't want you to do anything, not a thing, until I say the word. Is that clear?
Clear as the windshield on me truck, ma'am. I don't do nothing till you gives me the word.
That's fine, Tug. Now, please go to your seat.
Yes, ma'am, Miss Pierce. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Just let that guy come.
The class will come to order. Amos Brown, will you please close the door?
Yes, I'll close the door. Doggone old door. I think he come to night school and learn to close doors. I say, yes, ma'am, I'm going to close it. Yeah.
Here, now, you can't shut that door in my face. I belong to this class.
Yeah, well, doggone.
Let him in, please, Amos. He's our new student.
Thank you, Amos.
You will.
Evening, teacher. Here, I brought you a nice, big, rosy apple. There you are.
That guy's a sissy.
I'll fight the gentleman that said that.
You will, eh? We'll just step outside.
Mr. O'Reilly, please, and what? You... You take that seat in the front row and be quiet.
Yowza. I'm seated, teacher.
You will please say yes, ma'am, when you address me.
Yes, ma'am. Yowza.
Fight, John Mugg.
Ah, make me.
Mr. O'Reilly, please. Mr. You. Sit down.
Yes, teacher, I'm down.
Now let's get on with our lesson. I'm sorry to say, class, that some of us are still very weak in the simplest of mathematics. For that reason, we must start at the beginning again. Charlie Wong.
Yes, please, Bessie. I'm here.
Mr. Wong, something very easy for you. Now, how much is 2 and 2?
I my 2 and 2. My time of young, Kansi, Kong, 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 Two? Oh, no, Missy, please. Me no know how much.
Well, think of it this way. Suppose someone brought 2 shirts into your laundry and 2 more shirts.
2 shirts.
How many shirts would you have?
I said, well, me got only 1 shirt. This shirt here, you see?
Well, that's very clever, Charlie.
Mr. Warner, please. Look, Mr. Wong, what I mean is, if a man brought 2 shirts and 2 more shirts into your laundry, how many would he bring?
Mm-hmm. How many he got, Missy?
He has 2 shirts and 2 more shirts.
Not very many shirts, huh? One man.
You tell him, Charlie.
But how many would it be, Mr. Wong? 2 shirts and 2 shirts.
Ah, I have. Missy. 4 shirts.
Good. Uh-huh. Now let's take it just plain. How much is 2 and 2?
I said, 2 and 2. Me no, Missy. 2, 2, 4 shirts.
Atta boy, Charlie.
Mr. Warner, kindly control yourself.
Yes, teacher, yes, I'll try.
Now, Mr. Wong, without the shirts, 2 and 2 is how much?
Without the shirt, Missy? Without the shirt? You crazy. 2, 2, nothing.
He's got you there.
Mr. Warner. Mr. Wong, I'm sorry, but you'd better stay after class.
Yes, please, Mr. Mister.
Excuse me, teacher, but just how much is 2 and 2 anyhow?
Fight, John, wise guy. You know how much 2 and 2 is.
Nobody asked you, leather lip.
You ain't calling me no leather lip.
Mr. O'Reilly, please.
You what, Mr. O'Reilly?
I'll bust you in pieces.
Well... I'm waiting.
Tug, now stop it.
So what's the matter, you two guy? Why you not shut up your face? I no come here for to have fights. You want a fight, so you go home, you fight with your wife. That's like I do. I come here for to fight an education. I don't like no fights now.
Atta boy, Tony. You tell him.
Come now. Let's get on with your lessons.
Sure, let's get on. You shut off your face, you.
Yeah, me too.
You get a wise guy with me, mister. I'm making no fooling around with you. I'm going to fight, see?
Tony, Mr. Capello, please behave yourself.
All right, yes, ma'am. But he's got to keep a shut up, too. Who does he think he is? My wife, a troublemaker?
Mr. Capello, pay attention. I asked each of you last time to find a poem and learn it. Now, stand up and recite yours.
All right. Yes, I recite. Let me see. What does she is, Oh, yes, she's a girl like this.
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
Eeny, meeny. No, that's not it. I tell you a problem. You push your words in my face.
Oh, you're doing swell, what? Tony. Keep it up.
Mr. Teacher, please.
Mr. Warner, will you kindly stop interrupting?
Oh, sure, teacher, sure.
Go on, Tony.
Sure, I go on. Let me see. Now, she's a girl like this.
Yes.
The boy, she's a stand on a burning deck. Relief ships a blow their horns. Alas, a poor boy, he cannot move. The heat, she's a popped his corns. What's the matter, please? Ain't this a poem? You tell me if I don't find a one.
Yeah.
I learned it. What's the matter? This is not a good one?
Yeah, that's a wow, Tony. It's a wow.
Fast, quiet. I don't want any of this noise.
The heat, she's a popped his corns. That's swell stuff, Tony.
Hey, you.
Talk a swell pipe, but you don't do anything about it. You aren't afraid, are you?
I ain't afraid of nobody.
Well, I think you are. And your teacher's pet, too.
I'll murder you.
Chug, for heaven's sake, sit down.
Well, he can't talk to me like that.
You behave yourself now.
All right, miss.
Attaboy, Tugsy. Do as teacher says.
Look, Tug. Oh. Suppose you recite. What poem have you picked out?
Oh, gee. I don't want to recite.
Come now, Tug.
All right. What if that guy makes fun of me?
Nobody's going to make fun of you. I've had all of that I'm going to stand for. Please begin, Tug.
Yes, ma'am. Well, it goes like this. Roses is red.
Hot dog, that's poetry for you.
Violets is blue.
Love and kisses, you big sissy.
But none of them flowers
is as pretty as you, you big boy.
I ain't gonna stand for this. Let me at him.
Miss Pierce. Can I try my...
Yes, Tug, I think you'd better, for the good of us all.
Yes, ma'am. Now you'll catch it, mister.
Oh, that's the good to give a feed.
Stay away from me, Tug. Now it's my turn to recite. Stay away.
You do your reciting outside.
Stay away from me, Man Mountain.
I'll show you. Come here.
Yeah, you let go of me.
You won't do nothing. It's the bum's rush for you.
You're going to push him out. He's a troublemaker.
Yeah, doggone hot ziggity.
You can't do this. You let go of my neck.
I ain't letting go of your neck nor the seat of your pants till you're out, mister. And kicking and hollering ain't going to do you no good.
Let go, I said. Tug, you
open that door, somebody.
Let go. Oh, I'll fix you.
The door open, Mr. Tug.
You can't get away with this. I'll come back.
Out you go, wise guy. One, two, three, and out.
No.
Gentlemen, I thank yous for the applause.
The second act of Love Goes to Night School comes to a close. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to present an unusual and convenient idea. One that's bound to interest you because it means money in the pocket of every motorist, as any Chicago Motor Club member will tell you. The Chicago Motor Club is absolutely certain that you'll be interested in the money-saving information contained in its free booklet. So certain, in fact, that we're giving you at this time a 2-minute musical intermission in which to ask for your copy. Now, while the orchestra plays, just pick up the phone and call Franklin 1818, or take this time to write your name and address on a penny postcard or a piece of paper and have it all ready to mail to the club. Here we go, friends, a musical intermission while you call Franklin 1818 for your free booklet, and then we'll be all ready for the third act of tonight's play. now the third act of Love Goes to Night School.
Good evening, Tug.
Good evening, ma'am.
Tug, I want to thank you for the masterful job you did last night putting Mr. Warner out. You did it very skillfully without hurting anything except his feelings.
Oh, that ain't nothing, ma'am. I'm an expert at things like that. Anytime anybody gets fresh with yous, just leave it to me, ma'am.
Thanks, Tug. I'm sure it won't happen again.
Well, if it does, I'll be easy or I'll be tough with him, just like you say. Just so it's only me they insults, but if they ever insult you, ma'am... Here, I'll show you what I'll do.
Tug!
Hmm?
Put that gun away. What do you mean by carrying that thing around?
It's all right, miss. I get a license for it.
Well, don't show it around here.
Hmm. All right, ma'am. Anything you say. Anything.
Good. Now, go to your seat.
Yes, ma'am. Like a flash, ma'am.
The class will come to order. Now, just a word about what happened last night. Of course, there'll be no more of that, but we lost some time, and we must make it up now. We'll go on with the poetry recitations. Close the door, please, Amos.
Close, ma'am.
Just a minute, Amos.
Huh?
Just a minute. Let me in.
Why, doggone, he in again.
He's in again.
Good evening, teacher. I've brought you a nice bouquet of roses. There you are. Now, don't thank me. It's just a little token.
Well,
sit down, Mug.
Oh, you want a rose, too, do you? Well, here you are, Tugsy. Catch. Roses is red. I forgot to bring violets, Tug.
Why, you Mug?
Order, please, Tug. You, take your seat.
Certainly, teacher. What's on the bill of fare for tonight?
Class, let's get on with the poetry assignments. I'll call
on... Oh, I've got one, teacher. Tobacco is a dirty weed. I like it. It satisfies no normal need. I like it. It makes you thin, it makes you lean. It takes the hair right off your bean. It's the worst blame stuff I've ever seen. I like it.
Sit down, Mug, till you're called on.
Oh, shut up, Mug, till you're called on.
You can't talk that way to me.
Order, order, please. Mr. Warner, sit down.
Did you like my poetry, ma'am?
No, I didn't. That's not the kind of poetry we want in this class.
Oh, well, I've got another. It goes
quiet,
like this.
You've had your turn.
All right, teacher.
Amos Brown?
Yeah.
Please stand up and recite your poem.
Yeah. Does I have to, ma'am?
Yes, Amos. Rise, please.
Rise, please. Yeah, well, can I recite sitting down, ma'am?
Come on, Amos. Stand up for teacher.
All right. I stand.
Well, now recite.
Does I gotta do it, ma'am?
Yes, Amos.
Yes. Yes, I feel kind of foolish, though. I ain't no poetry fella. All right, ma'am, here it is. I have a little shadow that goes in and out with me, and what can be the use of him is more than I can see. He is very, something or other, ma'am.
Speak up, Amos.
God, ma'am, I done forget it. I don't know any more of it. Maybe that gentleman there, he knows so much, maybe he knows it.
Yes, Amos, I think I do. It goes like this.
No one asked you how it went.
Oh, yes, Amos did. Didn't you, Amos?
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Amos, sit down.
Sit down, yes.
Mr. Warner. If you see fit to misbehave like a small child, I'll have to treat you like one. Go stand in that corner.
Oh, but I won't do it. I'm very comfortable right here. You know, darling, there are certain things I won't let you get away with.
What's this darling business?
You can't talk like that to teacher, Mug. You'll be polite.
Oh, but I'm polite. I'm very polite.
Well, go on and stand in the corner like you're told.
Wouldn't you like to come and make me?
Wouldn't I like to? I'm coming.
Stop it. Stop. Sit down, Tug. Sit down, you. I withdraw the order. You needn't stand in the corner.
Now, there you are. A fine teacher. Why, you can't even get discipline. Withdraw the order. In my estimation, lady, you're about the worst teacher.
Hey, wait a minute. I'll get you for that. You can't say that.
Oh, I can't, eh? Well, listen to this. As a teacher, Miss Pierce is a joke. Why,
she... Take that back. Take that back or I'll let you have it.
Tug, Tug, put that gun away. Tug, do you hear?
Take it back, mister. I'm giving you one chance.
I won't take anything back. I repeat, as a teacher, she's nothing but a joke.
Well, this ain't no joke.
Oh! Oh, Tug! Tug, what have you done? Tug, you've killed him. Oh, let me get to him. Oh, Bill, Bill. Tug, what have you done?
I give it on.
Oh, Bill. Bill, darling. Bill, speak to me. Somebody get a doctor. Hurry.
Louise.
Oh, Bill. Bill, honey, I love you.
Oh.
Oh, why did this have to happen? Oh, why?
Santa Maria, the fella, he's so nice. Somebody get the doctor.
Amigo, get.
Oh, Bill. Bill, it was all my fault. I was so stubborn. Darling, I love you so. I do want to marry you, Bill.
Well, said the corpse, sitting up. That's all I wanted to know.
You great day, leave me out of here.
Bill, what does this mean? Is this another joke?
Yes, ma'am, and such a good joke that good old Tugsy wanted to get in on it with some blank cartridges.
Tug O'Reilly, oh.
Oh, gosh, ma'am, the guy loves you. He told me so last night. I met him outside.
Tug.
Oh, ma'am, I ain't done no harm. Of course, you just said you loved the guy, didn't you? Well, you did, didn't you?
Oh, but Tug...
Well, and just said you'd marry him, didn't you? Well, that's worth anything, ain't it? Even a phony shooting. And just suppose he really was dead. How'd you feel?
Tug, I couldn't bear it.
Darling.
That's the stuff. Now, marry the guy and put him out of his misery. What do you say, ma'am?
Hey, Tug, I'll do my own proposing. Louise, honey, marry me right away, will you? Tomorrow? Tomorrow morning?
Oh, Bill, you old bum, yes. Tomorrow, tonight if you want. Yay!
Club's Wayside Theater presentation of Love Goes to Night School comes to a close. In the cast of tonight's play, you heard our popular stars, Patricia Dunlap in the part of Louise, and Olin Soule playing Bill. They were supported by Ken Christie, Bill Boucher, Brett Morrison, and Forrest Lewis. This is Vern Smith speaking for the Chicago Motor Club.
This is the WBBM Air Theater, Wrigley Building, Chicago.